You know the vibes! Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Bo Mooks, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, what's good, bro?
Only terrific. I gotta start the show
with a couple shout-outs.
Okay.
I gotta shout-out, number one, to my brother Bart, who is celebrating his birthday today. He is part of the Hoop Genius team over here. He helps me with a lot of bunch of stuff that we do. He's a key member of this squad. And it's his birthday, so we're sending birthday wishes all the way to Poland. So shout out to my brother, Bart.
Shout out.
And the second shout out of the day, Mr. Jamal Crawford, who you guys know has been on the show a few times before. Congratulations, Jamal. Signing a deal with NBC. And I'm really looking forward to having someone who genuinely loves the game of basketball being on these broadcasts, because no shade to some of the people who currently do broadcasts, but Jamal's better than all of them. So shout out to the legend Jamal and what he's going to bring to NBC.
You know, Jamal is, you know, he's one of my favorite people, but there are a lot of people who could say that. You know, he values relationships. If you ever get a chance to meet him in person, the person that you see on camera, that's who he really is.
No, this is a fact, because I was walking through, you know, in the arena, you have like the corridors that go to the locker rooms and stuff like that, right? I was in the Warriors arena. Jamal pops out with his son, and he, like, we've spoken over Zoom like one time. This was a couple years ago. He's like, "Yo, Mo, what's up?" And I'm like, as if this guy remembers, and he remembered everything we spoke about. You know, he remembered everything that we were talking about before. Stops, had a great conversation with him and his son. Amazing people.
Yeah, you know, just like we have the Hall of Fame, in the Armstrong mind, I have a room of brilliance. Mm-hmm. A room of brilliance. At some point in the near future, I'm going to begin to share who's in that room. Jamal Crawford is in that room of brilliance. And he's in there for two reasons. Not because he was a great basketball player. Not because
he still is a great basketball player. I still see him looking out there and say,
you know, he's a great basketball player. He's a, you know, a great person. But he has two qualities that I just admire about this young man. He has an incredible amount of discipline, and he's combined it with likability.
Yeah.
And that to me is so rare. Every time I'm with him, every time I speak with him, you can't help but like him.
No, that's a fact.
But he has the discipline to be there on time, do his job, prepare, and whatever he does, he's excellent at it. Mm. And that is just a rare, rare combination.
It is very rare to meet people who are liked by everyone they come across.
Yeah.
Because it's normal. For some people, you like them, you don't like them, whatever. But Jamal is one of those people I've never heard anyone say bad word about.
It's an amazing quality. And it just makes me laugh because I've known him for so long now.
You drafted him.
That's who he was. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. In full transparency, yes. I was there when we drafted Jamal. And it was one of those things we all agreed that's our guy. And I've known him from the first moment he entered into the NBA, and I watched his entire career, and he was the same person then that he is now. He would come in our office. You know, it's Jamal's story. Jamal would come in our office, come in my office after practice, and we wouldn't talk basketball for an hour. It would be practice ends at about noon, and Jamal would sit there to like 5 or 6, literally 3 times, 4 times a week. He would come there every day, and if we didn't kick him out, and just talk basketball. He wanted to know about scouting. He wanted to know about evaluating players. He wanted to know about the teams. He just loves the game of basketball. Jamal is basketball. He doesn't love the game. That's not giving him enough credit. He wants to be a basketball. That's what Jamal Crawford.
No, that's crazy.
I don't care what he's doing. He just wants to be basketball. And anyone that loves the game, he's talking to you. He's learning something from you. But he has those two qualities that are just so unique. And congratulations. This is just the beginning for him. And I'm just so happy for him because he just works at it. He works at it, and he does it with a smile on his face. And he makes me smile because, you know, you hear so many things, and we talk about other things that's happening in the world and the game. But Jamal is just that one that you say, you know what, Jamal's coming on the show, and it makes everything better. Or are you talking to Jamal? I just spoke to him every day. He just calls randomly. You know, this is a true story. This is true, Mo. It's around December 26th or 27th. I get a random text like in the middle of the afternoon from Jamal Crawford. And I'm doing something and I kind of take a look at it. He sends me a video of myself in 1993. He's watching, like, I don't know, a throwback game or something on television. This is a true story. When he comes on, we'll ask him. So I said, what's this? So I look at it. I go, I just put LOL. Like, he sends me a video of myself playing in a game. And I did like a move. He sits a LOL. And then he calls me. And he says, he calls me B Jizzle. He's the only person that calls me that. He's B Jizzle. I said, what's up, Maul? He says, so you were doing the hesitation move with the cross in the early 90s. So I said, Jamal, like, you know, I guess, I don't know. I didn't even really pay attention to what he sent me. So then I looked at it while I'm talking to him on the phone. Who sends random texts like that in the middle of the afternoon? And I said, well, what you think about it? He said, so y'all had all these moves back then. I was like, every now and then, Jamal, you know, people would do things. He sends that, and then he begins to tell me and explain to me how he's seeing all the moves that are happening now. He's finding them randomly in different places in the early 90s. I said, Jamal, why are you looking at this? He goes, well, you know, I got to study the game. I haven't learned everything I need to learn. And I thought it was so funny that he sent that. I didn't even know why he sent it. But that's Jamal Crawford in a nutshell. He's watching games. So he's somewhere right now watching tape of some random game. And then he's going to share it with someone and explain, oh, that's how they got that move. That's what they're doing. But that's the creativity of Jamal Crawford. And congratulations to him. And it's NBC, right? It's NBC, mm-hmm, correct? Mm-hmm. That's where he's going. You got the best. And he's going to do a great job there.
Man, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But let's talk about some of the current NBA and what's been going on around the league. Last night, my Boston Celtics took a loss on the road to the Toronto Raptors. Yeah. They're 8-7 over their last 15.
What's going on up there in Boston?
I'm not worried.
You're not worried, but you're very concerned.
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Tatum and Brown and maybe some of the other rest of the teammates were enjoying Toronto the night before the game. We'll leave it at that. So when you see them on the court,
is this a confirmed report?
There was someone put pictures on Instagram that the superstars of the Celtics were enjoying their time in Toronto. So I'm not worried because number one, Toronto ain't going to be in the playoffs. Number two, they ain't going to do that in the playoffs.
Okay.
I'm not worried. You know, with the Celtics, what's interesting, BJ, and you're going to absolutely hate this, right? Since they've started taking more two-pointers and less three-pointers, their offense has got drastically worse. Some of that's just to do with opponents' outlier shooting. You know, some opponents like Caleb Martin came in and scored 7 threes against the Celtics on Christmas Day, right? It's been almost a month since Christmas Day. He hasn't even made 8 3-pointers total since then.
Who's this?
Caleb Martin.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you lose to the Sixers in a game where Caleb Martin scored 7 threes. Okay, you lost. Like, against the Warriors, Karl Anderson goes 3 or 4. Karl Anderson's not made 3 pointers in the game since then, and that was on November the 6th. So, like, some of these losses, cool, whatever. I do think some of it is you're the reigning champions. Everyone's giving you their best effort, and you're maybe not giving the opponents the respect that they maybe deserve, which is the dangerous path to go down, thinking that you can just turn it on when it starts mattering. But I'm not worried because it's right now. If we get to the All-Star break and they're still playing like this, then I will be concerned. But every year, most years, Tatum takes a step up after the All-Star weekend. I don't know if Jaylen Brown will make it as an All-Star, and we know that might light a fire in him. And, you know, Porzingis still hasn't played that many games. So the lineup, their starting lineup at full health hasn't been great together because they've not really had the chance to get their chemistry back on the court and get their rhythm together. So I'm not panicking, though. But, BJ, should I be panicking? Should I be concerned?
Yes, you should be. You should be concerned. And here's why. Because these guys aren't robots. You don't just turn it on and turn it off. Now, I haven't watched the Celtics thoroughly to really comment to why they're losing right now. I would speculate now, because I haven't watched, you know, I didn't watch the last game, that you hit these stretches in the season where you get a little, what's the correct term? You're not as interested in the game. We know this is a good team. I'm not concerned at all, but you should be, because sometimes you may overvalue how good you really are. And I don't think this team is overconfident, but I would be concerned. I would be concerned, because if there's one thing that I have, that has kind of been consistent with the Celtics, they're better with Al Horford as a starter, but they can't afford to start him. Now, I don't know if he, did he start last night? Okay. When Al Horford doesn't start, the physicality of the game changes for them. Okay. I think Al Horford has to start and Porzingis has to play, but I don't think Porzingis can be a starter with this group. But they need Porzingis to play extensive amount of minutes. I don't think you can take Derek White out of the lineup. I don't think you can take Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Okay. But you need Porzingis to play, because Al Horford, you don't want him to play a lot during the regular season at this stage of his career. But if they're going to win, they're going to have to start Al Horford, and he has to play at a minimum 30-plus minutes. Now,
in the playoffs,
get away with it.
Yeah.
In the playoffs. But what I noticed is when he doesn't start, it changes the dynamics of their team. I don't know what he does. I really don't know. Like, because I can't see it on the stat sheet. I mean, it's not like Al is 20, 10, and 5. He may have a game like that at a critical moment. But he does something. I think what he does two things. He stabilizes their defense for sure. And he is so good at reversing the ball. Like, he's like the guy that's like, he shoots it when he has to shoot it. He's not looking for shots. So you pass it to Al, but he's like the hockey assist. And he is like the glue to the team. So I'm not, you know, saying, oh, wow, what's going on? But you should be concerned. Because if for some reason Al Horford, if his age catches up with him, then I think your Celtics are in trouble. But I find it interesting that they can't win when he's not starting.
A lot of Celtics fans online want Boston to make a trade for Walker Kessler of the Utah Jazz.
For who?
For Jaden Springer.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Why would that be an unserious thing to suggest?
So let me get this right. Jaden Springer plays 1 minute or 2 minutes, and Walker Kessler is the starting center for the Utah Jazz. And that's the trade that you make.
Jaden Springer plus picks.
Well, okay.
I think Jaden Springer is better than he's given credit for here by just saying
So
he plays 1 minute.
where's Walker Kessler going to play? In front of who?
Hey, I didn't say I suggested
No,
it.
no. I
I said
okay.
the fans,
Okay.
if I'm gonna make a trade as the Celtics, I'm bringing in a perimeter defensive guy. If I'm gonna make a trade for
Okay.
this roster.
Let's just say they make this trade. Who's not going to play? You got three centers now.
Yeah. But it's on the assumption that Porzingis will probably be injured again at some point soon.
So let me get
Or
this correct. Let me get this.
this is Al
So let me
Horford's
get the.
basket.
Let me. Yeah. So let me get this correct. Let me get this correct. So you have a center who you assume is going to get hurt.
Yes. Because just yesterday we were talking about teams making contingency plans for when their star players get injured.
Well, I again, hey, sometimes you got to live with your decision. Like you made a decision and it did work out. How about that? But if
But it
you're
did work
saying,
out.
yeah, if you're saying that's the plan, then, or
No, I'm just
that's,
saying that's what the fans are suggesting.
I just want to know why I'm doing that.
Well,
If I
if Al
am
Horford comes
Utah.
to you and says, "This is my last season," I would make that move because then he's essentially replacing Al Horford next season.
Okay, if that's how you think about it, if that's how you think about it, and if that's what you think about it, okay.
I don't really think about it. I don't really sit here thinking about how Walker Kessler would fit on the board. It's not something that really crosses my mind. I just see it on my timeline a lot of times over the last
Okay.
couple of days. I don't really put much thought into it. But
All right. Okay. Yeah, all right. And moving right along.
The Brooklyn Nets. Did you see the Brooklyn Nets last night?
The Brooklyn Nets didn't see the Brooklyn Nets last night. So
How
now
do you put up 67 points in an entire game? 126 to 67. I don't get it. I think, you said the other week on the show, you were like, no one wants to tank, no one wants to lose.
Well, I will say this. I don't think there's a player, the current players who are on the team, tanking does not benefit any one of those people in that locker room.
No.
Okay. Now, however, as you know, there are other people within the organization where that may benefit.
Yeah, like
At
Cam
least
Johnson
they.
and D'Angelo Russell didn't play with injury slash illness, which is kind of a mysterious thing.
Yeah, but once you go down that path, I don't know how that works. But it's just an off night. You chalk it up to one of those games that you can't explain, and you move on to the next one. 126 to 67. That's a tough
It's
one.
insane, right? It's ins I didn't believe it. I fell asleep during that game. I woke up and I did not believe the score.
Yeah. You weren't alone. You weren't alone. You weren't alone.
I was alone when I fell asleep, just for the record, in case anyone's listening. But moving right along, the end of the Pelicans Dallas game was thrilling. Do you know what I can't believe, PJ? Do you know what I really can't believe? That
What's that?
a ticket to the Pelicans Dallas game last night was $2. Literally
I can believe that.
$2. They've got the game in Paris happening next weekend, next week in, which is, I can get a train from here in London. I can get a Eurostar over there. It would be cheaper for me to fly to New Orleans and watch a game with a $2 ticket than it would be for me to get the Eurostar and pay for a ticket to go to Paris. That's pretty outrageous, right?
That is.
But shout out to the fans who did pay $2 because it was a fascinating ending to that game. 119 to 116. And Trey Murphy had the game-saving block, which was a goaltend because the ball hit the backboard first. But the game had ended, so there was no review, which was interesting.
I didn't watch that game.
What did you watch? Which game did you watch yesterday?
The Golden State game, and I didn't watch that game.
Oh, talk to me about the Golden State game because I heard from the people in Golden State that you were making some noise over there in the Bay Area yesterday. I heard you on the radio show. I heard you on the post game show.
Yeah, well, you know that's we want to stay focused. We want to stay focused here. But yeah, all of that is possible. But I did watch the Golden State game last night, and it was a thrilling game. And the Golden State Warriors, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I just really, really watched that game. It was a terrific win for the Warriors, right?
Timberwolves played like a playoff rotation with just three players off the bench.
Yeah, something's going on up there. I mean this. I am concerned a little bit about Minnesota now. Because I keep waiting for them to, straighten out the ship here. You know, get okay. You know, you had a little bump in the road, but something is going on here. And I don't, and I can't really pinpoint it now of what's happening.
I think it's internally. Losing Karl-Anthony Towns, you lose. Like Julius Randle,
they were
is play, a
they played
player.
Without him. They played without. They were winning without him. Karl-Anthony Towns. It's not like he was available for 82 games. He missed a substantial amount of time. I think it's something else, but I think we can't see him. When I see coaches start going to 8 players, shorten your bench. In the middle of the regular season. You're right in the middle of the season, Mo. If he did this in the first round of the playoffs, I still would look. I'd be like, wait a minute, you were at home. They were at home last night, Mo. Coaches normally extend their rotation at home.
Mm-hmm.
This lets me know there's something going on. Okay. They had a lottery pick. Who doesn't play? And they're only playing 8 guys. And those are 8 very, very good players.
Mm-hmm.
What do I think is going on, Mo? I think right now, somehow they've lost their identity. Because last year, Mo, at this time, the one thing we were all saying was they were the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know where they stand now, but something is happening behind the scenes. And I don't want to like speculate. I'm not trying to gossip or rumors, but this is last night was very odd. It was so odd that I actually I stopped watching the other games just to watch this game to kind of figure it out. I mean, yeah. DiVincenzo plays like 40 minutes.
Right now, they're 7th in defensive rating. Behind the Celtics, Grizzlies, Clippers, Rockets, Magic, and Thunder. How about that, though? The Clippers 4th in defensive rating. Shout out to them.
Yeah. So they bring Mike Conley off the bench. So
Mike has struggled this season. So I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
He looks like, respectfully to Mike, because he's a legendary player in this league, but age has kind of caught up to him this year.
Maybe the case. But something is happening here. So I'm going to begin to really follow and watch this team. You know, Anthony Edwards has, played all, 41 minutes, 42 minutes last night. Something is happening. You can tell that there's no trust with this group. Okay, when I say trust, he has these 8 guys that I think it's obvious have to play, but something is happening here where, the distribution of shots, the way they play, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. You know, Rudy Gobert plays
30 minutes.
He gets like, what, two or three shots?
Yeah, he was two of two.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, I it just doesn't, it doesn't look right, doesn't feel right. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, we should keep a close eye on what's going on up there in Minneapolis.
We will be keeping a close eye on what happens in Minneapolis and around the rest of the league, as we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast. So make sure you have subscribed to the show on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from, and stay locked in with us. There's a lot more basketball on the way. We're at the 50% mark of the season for most of these teams. So we'll have a lot to talk about, and then we'll be back as well on Monday with Mr. Perry in the house. So stay tuned, stay locked in, and until next time, get buckets.